Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Today's a big day. Bernice's plant stores, Green Growing Things 1 and 2, have been going like gangbusters. The international 800-pound gorilla of the plant world, 1-800-GOT-GREEN.com, has approached her. They're so impressed at her ability to keep her Audrey 2s from taking over the world that they want to offer her a job, so she's going in today to talk to them.
Do you think they will make me a good offer? Perhaps they will let me come in at the director level.
Let you come in? Excuse me? Before she's walked into the room, Bernice has already given away 90% of her negotiating power. We have to save the situation, and save it fast. We'll use a framework that I learned from management consultant Joe Yeager when I was just entering the business world. Hierarchies rule. This little framework is the bee's knees, and bees have 6 joints on each leg and 6 legs, so that's a lot of knees. Plus, they have queen bees, so when the queen bee holds court, there's a lot of kneeling. They have a very complicated social hierarchy that involves a lot of kneeling with different numbers of legs. When 2 bees meet, they kneel to each other and they quickly know who's higher and who's lower on the food chain. And I'm sure this is true, because it feels true. You know what else feels true? I feel that humans have evolved from bees, not primates. Why? Because we call each other honey and we give each other flowers for romance. When we want to know what's going on, we ask, what's the buzz? Do those sound like monkey things? Of course not. But bees, honey, flowers, buzz, well, that makes sense. Besides, look at the legs of the most beautiful people in the world, Milan runway models. Do their legs look more like the legs of a great ape or the skinny, svelte legs of a bumblebee? I rest my case. So if we live in a hierarchy, know your place. Joe's framework is simply one up, one down, and equals. Because we evolved from bees, humans are hierarchical too. You have highborn and lowborn people. High and low refer to the place in the hierarchy. When 2 people meet, they often unconsciously sound each other out to figure out who's the alpha bee. The alpha bee, the one who's higher status, is one up, and the beta bee is one down, lower status, and at the mercy of the alpha. Those of us not born into wealth and privilege have been conditioned to think of ourselves as one down. We're the ones asking for the job. We're the tiny peon petitioning the great pharaoh. We're Oliver Twist in search of gruel. Many people born into wealth or fame think of themselves as one up and expect the one downs of the world to do their bidding. There's even a bunch of neuroscience showing that if you get wealth and power, it creates a one-up mindset that shuts off empathy and makes you into kind of a dick unless you explicitly keep it from happening. I hope someday to be faced with that challenge myself. Now that we don't live in small communities where we know everyone, we establish hierarchy with each new person we meet based on what we might happen to know about them in advance. Like, hey, they have a job to offer. Bernice is falling into one of the oldest traps in the book. She's stepping right back into her accustomed role of job seeker where she's one down to her employer. And this is all happening in her mind. She hasn't even stepped into the room yet. So her first step is to step up her game, quite literally. And here, my friends, are the steps. Choose your status in advance. First, think about this specific negotiation. Do you want to come in one down, one up, or as equals? You might want to come in one down if you want them to underestimate you long enough for you to lay the groundwork to take over the company in a surprise proxy battle. Or you might connect as equals, or if they came to you, you might want to explore taking the one-up position since you have something they want. Generally speaking, my preference is to come into the room as equals or to form a benevolent one-up position. There are places in your life where you have all three positions. If you're a high school teacher, you are one up to your students, you're equals to the other teachers, and you're one down to your boss, the principal. Status can change depending on context. In high school, I was one down to my favorite teacher, Mrs. Schlesinger. She could ask about my life and my life plans, but it really wasn't appropriate for me to ask about hers. At my reunion, however, we met as equals, and she told me all about the doubts that she had about being a teacher instead of a management consultant, and the other careers that she had considered, and it was really quite cool. Remember a time in your past where you had the same one-up, one-down, or equals relationship that you want to have in this negotiation. Mentally, put yourself back in the situation where you already had the relationship that you want to have now. Then, ever so slowly, change the memory so that you're imagining being in the same relationship with your current negotiating counterparty, keeping the same feeling. So I would imagine my conversation with Mrs. Schlesinger about her career doubts, and then I would change the image of her into an image of the person who will be across the negotiating table. The whole time, though, I'm keeping the feeling of being equals in place until the image of tomorrow's negotiator has the same feeling of equals that Mrs. Schlesinger has. What you're after here is the feeling of equals, or one up or one down. And since it's all in your mind anyway, you may as well prime your mind to feel powerful enough to hold your own in the negotiation. Bernice did her thought experiment imagining her singing teacher. Now, they had an equals relationship and would often commiserate over lunch about the dramatic differences between high E and high F flat. It was a source of existential angst for both of them. Now, she feels great, and she's just about to charge in to negotiate her arrangement with 1-800-GOT-GREEN.com, but I'm holding her back, because feeling is only one piece of the puzzle. Next, we need to know how to signal status during the meeting itself. In next week's episode, we'll do exactly that. We'll explore more about one-up, one-down, and equals, and how you signal status when you're in a negotiation. This is Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. I run programs to help people have extraordinary lives. If you want to know more, visit steverrobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done, all one word, Get It Done to 33444. You'll also get a free copy of my secret book chapter on how to build relationships that help you succeed. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Then pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.